Oh, that's right. I am with the happy South Carolina delegates here. Since we didn't have anything that, of course, the convention is in recess today, I'm here with the delegates. They are playing, they've just finished playing bingo, and now they're going to get ready and play some political trivia. Later on today, what are they doing? I think I read something about cigars and golf and putting. So it's going to be a lot of fun things going on this afternoon, and I'm going to bring it all right to you right here. I am going to set up to be able to have some of our politicians and some of our delegates. Joanne Burrows, that you all know from over there in 96, is right here with us this afternoon. She's going to come on, tell us what she thinks of the convention so far. So I certainly hope you're going to stay tuned with us this afternoon. This morning we had an excellent breakfast with those of you that have been tuning in. We had a great breakfast. What did we have? Oh, gosh. We had steak. We had cheese. Steak. We had tomatoes. We had hash browns and just an excellent time with and some great scrambled eggs. And, of course, the orange juice couldn't be better. So when you look at all the things that are happening here, it's pretty phenomenal. Food is always a big subject of conversation. So they are playing their game over there. They just got some nice T-shirts that they have scored for the convention here. I went into Tampa. I'm actually what they're calling at where the South Carolina delegation is, Convention Purgatory. Now, why do they call it Convention Purgatory? Because it's like over half an hour to get into town. I think it's more like about 40 minutes. And then, of course, it's 40 minutes back. But I went into town, picked up my badges to be able to get into the convention as a media person. We had an excellent time, saw Tim Scott, Congressman Tim Scott. He's going to be doing some interviews this afternoon. And right now we have Joanne with us, Joanne Burrows. She is one of our delegates here. Joanne, what have you thought about what's been happening so far today?
Well, it's just been wonderful. Our staff and the SCGLP is just right on top of everything, and even though things had to change in a hurry, they came up with things to entertain us. So it's just been a fun day.
Are you going to be smoking any of those cigars this afternoon?
Unfortunately, I won't be because I didn't win any.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Now, Joanne, of course, your husband, Denny, he has been made an alternate delegate. Tell us how that came together.
Well, I understand that we had three delegates who couldn't attend, and that moved up some other alternates, and it freed up some spaces. And because Chad, our chairman, had to have all of the names in early, he had to go ahead and select from the people who had run to be an alternate of those who are here. So he had to be sure he had some names of people who were here. So that's how he got so lucky, and he is thrilled, and I am too.
Well, you haven't been down to the convention center yet, or to the forum, excuse me, have you?
No, I have not. As you know, we are about 40 minutes away from the convention center, and we will be going there in the morning. I think it's going to be a long day tomorrow, but I've seen pictures of it on TV. I've been looking at that carefully, and I'm really excited about seeing all the ways that they fixed it up.
Now, Joanne, did you happen to go to the Tropicana Field last night?
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, then tell me more about it.
Well, it was very exciting. It was very busy. It was like a circus atmosphere with just lots and lots of food, and I will say other things to drink. And it was a lot of security. It was interesting. You had to just walk around about, I don't know how many people were there, probably 30,000, I'm not sure. But it was big.
What was your favorite thing that you saw there or did while you were there?
I enjoyed watching the acts that were up in the air. They were like circus acts, and they were dressed in very colorful attire. And that was very interesting. My daughter's a past dance teacher, and I love seeing the dance moves and that sort of thing.
Well, Joanne, I know this is really important. Tomorrow they're actually going to put Mitt Romney's name in to be the presidential nominee from the Republican and then follow that up with the with Paul Ryan. What do you feel about what's happening here right now in Tampa?
I feel great. I am so excited for Governor Romney to be getting this nomination, and He deserves it. He is he's a wonderful person. He's going to be a great president. And I met him like 14 times. I was fortunate enough to be retired and to be able to go and see him when he was all over our state. And I got to know him and his wife, Ann, and they're just wonderful, wonderful people, and I'm so excited about it.
So you believe that he'll make a great president?
I know he will make a good president, and I think that it won't be long before the whole world will know, as our President Bush said, the whole world will know that he is going to be a good president.
And how did you feel about Paul Ryan being added to the ticket?
I think that is just wonderful. I think this is just an example of what our President Romney is going to do. He makes good decisions. He's smart. He thinks through what he does. And he made a great choice of a young, smart man who can articulate and work out problems. And he doesn't. And Ryan doesn't mind saying what he believes.
You think we can avoid the cliff that they keep saying we're going to go over?
I don't think we're going to have a cliff. I think when Romney goes in, is that what you mean after president? I think that he will immediately start to turn things around. I've seen him do it, you know, and I just know I've read so much about him. I've read his books. I've read everything I can on him, and I know that he's made a difference in Massachusetts. He's made a difference in the Olympics, and I'm sure he can make a difference in our country.
Well, Joe Ambrose, right here from 96 South Carolina all the way to Tampa, Florida. You're wearing one of those Romney Ryan tickets. I know you're thrilled, and we're going to be talking to you more during the next few days. Thanks for taking the time. Do you want to say hello to everybody back home?
Hello to everybody in 96 South Carolina. I am so proud to be representing you, and I just wish all of my friends and family could be here with me.
Well, I posted a picture of you and Denny on Facebook when you were having breakfast, and I took that picture. We'll be sure to get some more pictures out there, too.
Thanks so much, Ann. Thanks for talking to me.
All right. That was Joanne. That is Joanne Burrows right there from 96. She is excited. I guess you can say that. She is excited. And, of course, I'm looking outside right over the golf course here, and rain is pouring down here. We got rain pouring down. I will tell you this. When I went over there to Tampa this morning, I was pleased to be able to say that there actually was a little sun breaking out every once in a while. Then it would cloud back up, and then we'd have more rain. So we've got a whole variety of things happening here. It looks like the wind is getting ready to kick up here. So that's what we're doing right here in Tampa as we wait for the convention for tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, Senator Rubio is supposed to address the group. That's right. Senator Rubio will be addressing the group for breakfast. Of course, this morning it was Governor Haley and some others. But it was Governor Haley that was the keynote speaker. And as always, she did an excellent job of revving up the crowd. You know, she said she was ready to kick up her heels. Well, I took pictures of her heels today so we could make sure to put that on Facebook. In fact, you'll have to check Facebook. We're going to be putting a lot of different things on Facebook. I just had to get my badges today. In fact, I will be on the floor of the convention center, so how about that? Are you excited? I'm excited. I'm excited to be part of the process here. I'm excited to be talking to our delegates here. So how about let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and I'll see who else I can find to talk to here. Got quite a group, and I'm going to go see who I can corral right here on WCRS, live from Tampa, Florida. My cycle humps, ready to run.